Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
I'm sorry, what is your name?
My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Hi, this is Mary Linky. I have a charge on my bank account that I did not make. Could you help me with that?
I'd be more than happy to look into it. One brief moment. Your zip code, please.
43449.
And you said Mary Linky was the name?
It should be under Mark, M-A-R-K.
Okay. Yeah, I see that. I was asking, what's your name, Mary? I thought I heard
yes,
Mary.
Yes, my name's Mary. Mm-hmm.
Okay, no problem. Billing address for security purposes, please.
It would have been 9780 West Oak Harbor Southeast Road, Oak Harbor, Ohio, 43449.
Thank you for that information. Yes, ma'am. Let's see. Moment. So, and to whom is Mark?
I'm sorry?
To whom is Mark to you?
He's my husband.
Okay, no problem. So, yes, ma'am. Reviewing the account, I do understand that there was a survey that Mr. Mark had took for the Makita Power Drill. With him taking that survey, terms conditions also expressed that he would be automatically enrolled into a subscription, which is Bite Hub, that provides recipes to help cut sugars and carb cravings. It does show that he has sent in an email to express that he wanted to cancel the account. So the account has been canceled since April 14th. We were just waiting on the phone call to, you know, provide the refund, and
okay.
It will fall back within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, so the refund is in 3 to 5 days.
3 to 5 business days, correct.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem. I do appreciate you for calling customer service. And that refund won't stop processing until Monday, since Friday is the cutoff day of the business week.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for calling customer service.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye.